From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's been nearly a week since a massive deadly explosion at a fireworks warehouse in Yolo County. A relentless barrage of fireworks went off Tuesday evening in the town of Esparto, which is about 40 miles from Sacramento, sparking a wildfire which prompted evacuations and caused power outages across the rural area. The remains of 7 people were recovered over the weekend. But in the days since that explosion, little is known about why this happened in the first place, and questions surround the company who operated the pyrotechnics warehouse. Cap Radio reporter Gerardo Zavala joins us live from Esparto, where Yolo County authorities and first responders provided an update on that explosion this morning. Thanks for joining us, Gerardo.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just start off with the 7 people who are unaccounted for. What can you tell us about them?
Right. So 7 missing people's remains have been recovered, and DNA results are expected in the next 48 hours. And although IDs are not officially released yet, last week, 18-year-old Sienna Reese told Cap Radio that her boyfriend, Jesus Ramos, was working his first day at the facility, along with her 2 brothers-in-law, who are all among the deceased. She's pregnant with Jesus' child and expressed frustration at the lack of action and information from emergency responders. I also spoke with Jesus' father, who lost 2 sons, and he's devastated by what happened and wants answers too, but he feels like he's largely been ignored. He thought he'd be allowed to join the press conference to ask questions today, but, you know, only members of the media were allowed.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of frustration from these family members as the remains have been recovered over the weekend, but DNA results are still pending. Is there a better understanding about why this happened?
Yeah, so Esparto Fire Chief Curtis Lawrence was there, and he said recovery efforts are mostly completed. They didn't want to speak too much on exactly what caused this. They handed off the investigation to CAL FIRE, and he just called this the recovery and restoration portion of the investigation. But like I said, CAL FIRE will be leading the investigation, which Lawrence said is largely because of a conflict of interest, given that a volunteer firefighter lived on the property.
What are some of the big questions that remain unanswered?
So permits were a big question during the press conference, whether or not they had valid permits. And again, they redirected those questions to CAL FIRE, but CAL FIRE wasn't present during this press conference. So a lot of questions actually went unanswered.
Okay, so the state agency is leading the investigation, but they weren't at the press conference this morning.
Correct.
Okay. What do we know about the company who operated this pyrotechnics warehouse and facility in Esparto?
Yeah, so it's called Devastating Pyrotechnics LLC. It's a San Francisco-based company linked to the property and a vendor to several commercial fireworks displays. They released a statement following the explosion. According to the Associated Press, the warehouse was managed by Devastating Pyrotechnics, which has more than 30 years of experience designing and producing fireworks shows, according to a screenshot of its website before it was taken down.
You're joining us live from Esparto. It is about 40 miles from Sacramento, a rural area. But for those who haven't been to the area, help us visualize what it's like and the people who call it home.
So it's a very tight-knit, small community. Everyone kind of knows each other here. Before this, they were probably most recognized for their annual Almond Festival, which brings in thousands of people from the region to Esparto and the Quepe Valley. I was at a Lucy's Cafe this morning, and I spoke to the owner, Stephen Gordon. He's a local farmer, business owner, and he's actually president of the Esparto Regional Chamber of Commerce. His farm, Cadena Farm, is next door to where the explosion happened, and he even knows the family who owns the property and wants to wait until the investigation is complete before jumping to conclusions.
You know, there's a lot of anger, and understandably why. It was a catastrophe. It was a very scary situation. You know, I happened to be right next door when it happened, in my garden and outside. So the brunt of it definitely, you know, was impactful on me. But the farm that this incident essentially is located on, you know, they've been here for a very long time. They're a very established family. I think they deserve the respect and support that we need to kind of get to the bottom of what really happened before there's any sort of conclusions being jumped to or assumed. You know, it's been a week and the story's changed three or four times. That doesn't take away from the tragedy at all whatsoever. You know, there's some very young men lost their lives, and they were clearly some good boys that had a lot of family that loved and cared about them. But to immediately start pointing fingers and trying to place blame, I think, is just very unfair to both the victims and the people involved, for sure.
I also spoke with Grant. He's another local rancher, and his property was only a quarter mile from the explosion. He told me that all but two windows in his home were blown out and that he's still without power. He can't leave his ranch because of the livestock he has. And he told me he's even had to bring barrels of water in just to be able to shower.
Okay. I mean, an investigation is still ongoing. A cause is still under investigation. But just hearing from those residents, I mean, there is property that has been destroyed. Of course, there were human remains that have been recovered. People have been killed. Is there a criminal investigation into this?
Not from what I understand. Again, they didn't want to answer those questions, given that CAL FIRE is leading the investigation. So I'm not sure.
Is there the potential for lawsuits?
Yeah, so I actually spoke to an attorney who's representing a couple of the families of the deceased. She said they have not filed any lawsuits yet, but likely will. The hard part is identifying who exactly to file the lawsuit against. She said it'll likely include several entities, including CAL FIRE and possibly even the property owner.
What are the next steps in this, Gerardo?
We'll have to wait for CAL FIRE to see what they've learned from their ongoing investigation. Like I said, they were not present during this press conference, although we were told that they were invited. They're expected to be at the next press conference, but we've not been told when that will be.
And when we find out, we will be there and let the community and listeners know as well. Gerardo, thank you for joining us live from Esparto.
Thanks for having me.
And that is CAP Radio reporter Gerardo Zavala joining us in Yolo County, where authorities and first responders provided an update earlier this morning following a deadly fireworks facility explosion. The remains of seven people have been recovered and DNA testing is underway. The cause remains under investigation. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.